A lot of brands try to impress you with fancy bottles, heavy vanilla dessert flavors, and oak bombs. But this right here, this is old school tequila. This is the square bottle Cascoin Añejo. It's become almost legendary with tequila nerds because instead of covering up agave with wood, the agave is still there, and it's always going to be the star. Today, we're going to find out about this old-school Valley Añejo that still deserves the hype. Cascoin's one of my favorite brands. I always talk about their special editions or their Tejona products. Today, we're going to go old-school and talk about this longtime-loved square bottle Cascoin Añejo. Cascoin is NOM 1123. It's in Arenal, Jalisco, one of the most respected traditional distilleries in the tequila world. Master distiller Salvador Chava Rosales. And the Rosales family have built a reputation of making authentic, additive-free tequila focused on production, quality, and agave character first. And honestly, this bottle represents that philosophy perfectly. Okay, this tequila starts out as 100% Blue Weber agave from the Tequila Valley, which gives you those classic, earthy, mineral-rich characteristics. The agaves are then slow-cooked in their traditional stone ovens there for 48 to 72 hours. The slow cooking process helps develop deeper cooked agave flavors, caramelization without burning the sugars. And here's something that's really important. A lot of people do associate Cascoin with Tejona extraction because of bottles like Tejona Blanco and Plata. But this classic square bottle is actually a line that is made with roller mill extraction. It gives the tequila a slightly cleaner and a brighter profile compared to the heavy, earthy Tejona style tequilas. Fermentation happens in open air stainless steel tanks, allowing native yeast from the environment around El Renal to influence the flavor profile. That's part of what tequila people mean when they talk about terroir. Then it's double distilled in stainless steel pot stills with copper coils, helping preserve the brightness while removing the unwanted sulfur compounds. Now, the aging of this is pretty cool. This Añejo is aged 14 to 16 months in really old, fatigued American oak barrel. And when I say fatigued, some of these barrels have been reported to be used for at least 20 years or more. That means the wood influence is softer and less aggressive. And instead of becoming a vanilla bomb, the agave shines through. And that's what us traditional tequila fans love about this bottle. And before we get into tasting, let's talk about one other thing. This bottle is actually the Mexican version. It is 38% ABV. I love it when people go to Mexico and they come home and they're like, Brad, the tequila there was so strong. And I always laugh and think, well, you probably were drinking not as strong as tequila. You just thought it was because you had that in your mind. That's right. A lot of tequila in Mexico is going to be 35 or 38% ABV for a couple of reasons. One, there's proof taxes in Mexico that cause it to be a little more expensive for the producer to have a higher proof. And people in Mexico sip tequila and drink tequila for longer periods of time. And that allows them to sip on it a little more than us crazy Americans who do shots, lime and salt and that crazy ritual. So let's get this one in the glass and dive into this Añejo. Okay, so notice that color for an Añejo. It's got a nice color to it, but it's not crazy dark like you see some other Añejos on the market. Let's dive into the nose. First off, I get cooked agave and I get the thumbprint of Cascoin, that pedricore limestone minerality. It's got this nice earthy note that I can almost pick Cascoin out of any blind that I do because you can smell it. Now, I will say at 38 ABV, compared to some of the higher proof ones I've been tasting and drinking, the nose here is not as strong as they normally are. I get a little bit of caramel. There's a little bit of a soft oak smell. There's actually a nice, like, subtle orange and a little bit of cinnamon. And definitely a nice herbal brightness to this, too. But that orange and that limestone just really stand out. All right, let's dive into the taste of this one. Okay, here's what's cool. On the front of my palate, like as soon as it went in, I got this caramel, vanilla, oaky note. But then as the flavors came back, I picked up that pedricore earthiness and that minerality. And then from there, it just turned into that orange peel. So that orange kind of overshadowed the oak that I picked up in the very beginning of the taste. It was pretty neat how that evolved from the nose to as the tequila moved through the mouth, how it changed. And as I breathed in, it changed those flavors. This is a pretty complex Añejo, having just that light amount of oak, but all of the thumbprint of what Cascoin really, really tastes like, that earthy minerality with that hint of orange. Let's take one more taste and talk about the finish. The finish, it's mild. It has this orange agave taste to it with a little subtle amount of vanilla. And then there's like an oaky dryness and a little bit of like pepper, and it's just clean and long and nice. And it actually dries up as well. This is a fantastic, classic, traditional tequila. One of the best I think you can go find if you want to try something that's affordable, that's pretty much readily available, and also gives you an incredibly traditional flavor. The square bottle Cascoin Añejo absolutely deserves respect. It's not flashy, it's just great tequila. Huge respect to Chava Rosales and the team at Cascoin continuing to keep these traditional methods alive. I love what they're doing there. If you find a Cascoin bottle, pick it up. If you enjoy reviews, make sure you like, subscribe, follow along, because I got a lot more tequila reviews and interviews and agave content coming soon. Thanks for watching. Cheers. I hope you're drinking a great tequila tonight like I am.